America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone here keeping you company. And on the program, we generally like to do something called news you may have missed in the past week or so. Maybe even more than a week. You know, things that have been floating around in space that you probably missed because, hey, let's face it, we're inundated with all kinds of information every day. So my job on this program is to keep you informed and up to date. So I have a couple of stories, actually three stories to share with you in this segment. One is astounding. This is about a diamond that is going up for auction on April 19th. It's a blue diamond ring, very rare, that was worn by child star, celebrity Shirley Temple Black. She wore it for decades before it's going up for auction this year. Now, Sotheby's, the auction house, claims that the 9.54 carat ring is among more than 300 lots in their Magnificent Jewels auction. This is happening in New York on April 19th. It has a pre-sale estimate of somewhere between $25 and $35 million. This is an extraordinary, large ring. I mean, your hand must get very tired wearing this huge, huge blue diamond. Now, apparently, Shirley Temple's father bought her the cushion-cut stone for her 12th birthday. Her 12th birthday, she gets this ring. In 1940, it was worth $7,210, which in those days was a lot of money. A lot of money, but I don't think it translates to $35 million. So he bought his little girl a lovely 9.5 carat cushion cut rare blue diamond when she turned 12. I think when I turned 12, I got maybe a birthday cake, maybe. Anyway, this was a very treasured piece of jewelry, no doubt. No kidding, that she wore and enjoyed her entire life. So if you are up for this, and perhaps you can do this online, go to Sotheby's April 19th and check out the 9.5 carat blue diamond ring that belonged to Shirley Temple Black. Very beautiful. While we're talking about New York City, this is from the business world, from Starbucks. Now, Starbucks is planning to build the biggest ever cafe in New York City. Not that we have a lot of room in New York, but they're going to build a 20,000 square foot roastery in Manhattan in the Meatpacking District. They have a Seattle roastery that opened December of 2014, but this is even larger. 20,000 square feet. That's a lot of coffee. What's going to happen here is showcase roasting coffee beans. There's going to be baristas dispensing coffee from this really cool steampunk style brew tap made of copper and glass. There'll be all kinds of raw beans. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. And I guess it's going to be what they're calling coffee theater, small batch creations taking center stage. This is going to open 2018 in the Meatpacking District, and it will be located in a 9-story building that's under construction and scheduled to open or to complete by next year. So there's that. Very interesting. That's a huge, huge space. I can't imagine how they're going to sell all that coffee, but I guess it's working in Seattle. This is sort of a sad story. This comes out of Russia. You know I love animals. This is about a little beautiful cat that was abandoned in a square in Russia. And what people who have observed this beautiful cat are noticing, sort of like a Maine Coon cat, really gorgeous fur. The tale is the cat has been sitting faithfully in the same spot where it was abandoned by a lousy family for a very long time. The cat was first spotted in Belgorod in southwest Russia in summer of 2015, and people realize it sits in the same place every day waiting for his family to come back, which they're not going to do. It's very sad. But some people say that the cat is being fed and people bring him the food, so that's why he stays there. But there's a picture of this beautiful cat just waiting in the square, and it just tugs at my heartstrings. Oh, so beautiful, this cat. I want to go there and scoop him up. It's America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. America. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Fred saw a used bookcase at a garage sale. Since it was too big to fit in his car, he told the seller, "I'll buy it for $200 if you deliver the bookcase to my house on Monday." But when the garage sale guy arrived on Monday, Fred told him he'd changed his mind. Obviously, the seller insisted that a deal had been made, but Fred pointed out there was no written agreement. Forget Fred's morals. Who is legally right? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
A unilateral contract is accepted when you do what was offered. In this case, by showing up at Fred's house with the bookcase on Monday, legally the seller is entitled to the $200. And that's the final verdict.